So I got a request to ramble about what I think it would be like to have a penis and all the things that I'd like to do with it. And I thought that's actually like a really fun request. So I'm really excited to do this, even though I probably won't be fapping to it, and lots of other people probably won't be fapping to it. But I just think it, like, I've told people my answer to that question, but nobody's actually ever asked me that question. Sorry, I'm just so fucking weird. Anyways, oh, okay, I'm really excited. Okay, so first of all, I think it'd take a little bit of getting used to walk. 'Cause I mean, I feel like it's kind of like in your way, and especially if you're a shower or you just have a big dick in general, like it just swinging side to, like, what the fuck? Yeah. So, and also, I would definitely wear boxer briefs because they're the best ones, period. Yeah. I think probably, so if it was winter and it was snowy outside, pretty sure the first thing I would do would be to try and write my name with P in the snow. Because I am 5 years old. Yeah, I don't know why that seems like fun, but it's just like nothing. Like you could, and it probably isn't really that fun. It's probably really cold, and like halfway through, you're like, "This was a bad idea." But the thing is, it's just not something you can't even fathom attempting it with a vagina. Like there's no fucking way. Like. No, they're logistically, like, even if your name was one letter long, you couldn't do it. So, yeah, it's just, like, what if I really wanted to? I can't. Yeah, anyways. I think it'd also be nice not to have to wipe when you pee, to just, like, shake it off. I just remember, like, one of the first parties I ever went to in high school. It was New Year's, and I really had to pee, and there were people in the bathroom getting high, so we couldn't go in the bathroom. So my friend and I went outside and just like peed in the snow, but we didn't have anything to wipe with, so we just had to wipe with snow and then kind of like air dry it, like, like fan it with our hands. Yeah, it was super fun. Anyways, yeah, so I don't know, it'd be convenient to just like pee wherever the fuck you want, whenever the fuck you want. I don't know. Yeah, that just seems like something you guys take for granted for sure. And then okay, so after all the like the peeing things that I would do, I think I'd probably get the urge to masturbate. I'm just not, like, it's just so the opposite of what we do. I mean, obviously, like, you're pulling on shit and we're pushing shit in. That sounds lovely. You're just so good at describing things. Yeah, I think I'd probably, like, shut myself in my room with like lots of lotion and just pull like a teenage boy, like go through like a box of tissues and stuff because, like, oh my God, I have a dick and it's super fun to play with, presumably. And then I think inevitably and probably it would happen sooner than it should, but inevitably I would stick my dick in a pie, like American pie, because just because I don't know. I'm really fucking weird, guys. Like, I'm really weird. But I don't know, I just like a feel like it's a thing that you should do if you have a dick. Like, it's like a rite of passage or something. Is that just an American thing? Is that just like not a thing at all? Probably the latter. And then, so I guess in this scenario, I'm just like body swapped and with a guy. So I'd probably like do what I could to get myself laid. And the girl would be super fucking freaked out because I'd just be so interested in all of the details, like not just like getting off and like having sex, you know, like, yes, it's a vagina, but like, I've only felt the vagina from the having a vagina side. So being able to feel the inside of a vagina, like, fuck. Like, with a, like, shit. I think that'd be a really novel thing, and I'd be way too interested in, like, the actual, like, not the sex part. Like, I just get too hung up on the details, like the warmth and the wetness and the, yeah, and just like the way it feels from the inside. And then I'd probably request this is just like such a weird scenario. Anyways, that she, like, you know, like do Kegels or something, so I can see what it feels like, you know, when we clench. Think that would be pretty interesting. Yeah, be funny. Let's see, what else do you guys do with their dicks? I mean, I know you can't control it, but I think it'd be fun to have a wet dream. Wonder what it'd be like to wake up with morning wood. Like, is it an every morning thing? A most morning thing? Do you have to take care of it, or does it go away on its own? Yeah, I think that'd be like the only bad thing about being a guy, is that, like, one, when you are horny, like, it's a dead fucking giveaway. Like, you're not gonna lie your way out of that one. Sorry, dude. Not happening. But then also, from all the guys that I've ever talked to about it, which is more than it should be, sometimes they just, like, you just get an RB, like a random ass boner for no fucking reason. Sometimes you get a raging boner. Like, there are lots of different kinds of RPs, apparently, from my friends that I've talked to. But, like, sometimes it'll just, like, pop up in the middle of math class. Like, you're not horny, but, like, Lisa over there might think, like, you're staring at her tits, but you're not. So I'm sure that's gotta be problematic. Especially, like, if you're at a funeral or something. That'd be hard to explain. Like, in those ones, do you have to take care of them too, or do they go away? So, like, I know that blue balls is a myth, but still, like, at least when I'm horny, or even, like, accidentally horny, like, nobody can tell. It's not something that I need to turn off before it go, like, yeah. Because I don't have, like, a little red mailbox flag, I don't ever, like, it doesn't go up when I'm turned on and doesn't go down when I'm turned off. So, like, I don't know, that analogy got away from me, but yeah. I guess I probably would want to try butt sex. Just because I want to understand with the. What's the right word that I'm looking for? What all the fuss, yeah. What all the fuss is about. And then, so like when I got changed back into a chick, I could be like, yeah, I've been there, dude. You can't fuck with me. Like, I'm gonna call you on your bullshit, and I know what I'm talking about. I think I'd be super fucking weird. I would definitely helicopter dick. Definitely. In the mirror, like probably for a good 5 minutes at least. Like first left and then right, and then I'd probably also try it laying down face up, like an actual helicopter. There are so many things you can do with dicks. Wonder also, like, flaccid dicks, are they stretchable? Like, are they kind of like elastic at all, or do they just stay that size until you get hard? Or can you, like, I don't know, fuck with them a little bit? Like with boobs, like, obviously, like, I mean, I guess they don't technically stretch, but like, you pick them up by the nipple, like, you can do fun shit with them. And like, if you have big enough ones, you just like hold them together and you hit one and it hits the other, like those silver ball things that like fancy ass people have on their desks. Yeah. And so that's always fun. Like, can you do similar stuff with your dick? Like, pull it out like a curl and it'll go like boing and it'll go back to the way it was before you pulled it. I don't know. These are the questions I ask myself, and the questions I would get answers to if I suddenly had a dick. It'd be fucking awesome. Oh, I'd probably also, even though I know it's pretty much not possible, try to suck my own dick. Just for fun. Because since I can remember, I'd tried to suck my own nipples, and then once I finally could, I felt like so accomplished that day. Like, damn, I had reached a peak. Not the peak, but a peak. Yeah. Oh God, I totally forgot about blowjobs. That, yeah, I wish that I could, like, I would wish that I could remove my dick so I could give myself a blowjob, because I feel like I give it in a very specific way. At least I hope I give it in a very specific way. I mean, that'd be embarrassing if it was just another mouth in a sea of blowjobs and I'm over here thinking I'm pretty damn good. Anyways, I would want to test out my tricks on myself. Just like I'd want to make out with myself. Yeah. Okay. To the person who requested this. Careful what you wish for.